Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
Yeah, don't forget, you can catch up on old War of the Roses, or Dirty Works, or phone scams, and all that stuff on our podcasting page with the radio.com app as we welcome Sarah to the show. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, everybody.
So, who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Ryan.
Okay. And you said in your email that things were actually going pretty good between you guys until a major change happened. What was that change?
Well, one of the gifts he gave me for Christmas this year was he asked me to move in with him. So, in this past January, we started living together.
All right. Good. So, it's a big step. But you said, things have changed a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, it almost seems like since I moved in with him, all the excitement about our relationship is kind of gone, and I don't know, he doesn't seem as interested anymore.
So. Okay, well, you do realize that's normal, right? I mean, before you were like this exotic, beautiful, mysterious person that he was like trying to win over, but now he sees you in sweatpants, he knows you sleep with Invisalign in your mouth, stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's more than just that, like... He'll go out on the weekends to hang out with his friends, and I always tell him, like, oh, I want to come, and then he always goes, well, you know, it's just going to be guys. But then I find out they went somewhere really fun, and then it wasn't just guys that went.
Okay, so he's not only uninterested, he seems to, like, almost be avoiding you.
Yeah, and I don't mind that he has his own life, and I have my own, but, I don't know, I wanted to do some things together like a normal couple.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, that makes sense.
I just want to make sure, you know, that the reason he never invites me isn't because he's already looking for someone else, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't consider that. All right, well, let's see where Ryan's head is at with a little War of the Roses here. What we're going to do is we're going to offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him these free roses to send to somebody, he's going to pick you to send them to?
Well, he used to send me flowers before we lived together, but not anymore, so I honestly don't know.
He didn't get you any roses for Valentine's Day?
He got me love coupons.
Yikes. Okay. All right. Well, let's see what he does when we offer him some real flowers here.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Ryan, please.
This is Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling today from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that you were chosen as one of this month's winners in our Visa Rewards monthly prize drawing. So congratulations, and thank you for using Visa.
I was a winner in what?
The Visa Rewards Program. So we just started this new rewards program for 2020 where every month we pick a bunch of different customers and we reward them with different prizes. And you were one of our winners for this month.
Oh, awesome. So you guys going to pay my bill or something?
No, I mean, I wish I could do that. But actually, this month's prize is going to be flowers. So every winner gets a nice bouquet of long-stemmed red roses sent to them as a special thank you from Visa. Now, the reason I called you is because we've discovered that a lot of the guys who win, they actually prefer that we don't send them flowers, but rather we send them to their wife or their girlfriend as a gift from them. So is that something that you would like us to do with your flowers, or would you prefer we send them directly to you?
Well, you know, I guess either one would work. I'd probably just give them to my girlfriend, and she actually lives with me. So I guess if you sent them to me, that would work as well.
Okay, well, it's up to you. I mean, we could send them to anyone you want, anywhere you want. It doesn't even have to be sent to your house.
No, you can just send them here to my house. Like I said, the only person I would actually give them to would be my girlfriend anyway, and she's also my roommate, so send them here. That'd be cool.
Okay, well, we can put a card in with the flowers if you want, and we could print a little message on it. You know, it's free of charge. It might be a nice little extra touch.
Sure, that sounds fine.
Okay, perfect. And what's your girlfriend's name?
Her name is Sarah, and it's with an H on the end.
Okay, and what message would you like us to put on the card?
Okay, a message. Let's see. Let me think. Let's see. Okay, put this down. Even though you clean the skid marks out of my underwear, you'll never erase the ones on my heart.
Wow. That's going to be the most unromantic thing we've ever put on one of these cards, ever.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you know who this really is that you're talking to?
Well, I thought the rewards people?
No. No. So listen, this actually isn't Visa at all. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend asked us to call you to put you to this test to see who you would send roses to. But I'm happy to say you passed the test with flying colors. So, Sarah, did you want to say anything to your boyfriend?
Just, thank you, babe. I love you.
What is all this?
So, all right, so it's basically a test. Sarah was worried that maybe you were losing interest in her, so we give you free roses, we ask who you want to send them to, and see who you choose.
Okay, that's pretty sneaky, but of course I'm going to send them to her, yes.
Can we get back to the whole skid mark comment? I mean, are you really washing skid marks out of a grown man's underwear?
Oh my God, we had this big argument just the other day about it.
I told him that I've never seen anybody leave more stains in their underwear in my life, and I have three brothers.
Ryan, are you not making it to the bathroom in time? Like, are you holding it in or something? Because that's not healthy, you know.
I told him I would start buying him brown underwear, but then with my luck, he'd start crapping blue or green or something.
Okay. All right. Listen, Ryan, because you did choose right, we really are going to send Sarah a bouquet of flowers, so congratulations.
I mean, I can only imagine how bad it smells in their house. I mean, maybe the flowers will help.
This Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.